from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. You know, it seems like we have had such amazing guests on lately and haven't really had much time to talk to you guys for a while. So tonight, we kind of got a little reprieve because I had a relationship couple, experts, that were going to come on and talk about their new book. And which I thought was, you know, pretty good before Valentine's Day. And for some reason, I didn't get the book or anything else I needed. And one of them ended up being ill. So tonight you just have me. And I hope that you guys are happy with that. The first half hour I would like to devote to callers' questions or comments, whatever you want to talk about. And I suggest that you do call in, because if you don't, you're going to have to listen to me ramble for about a half an hour. And Lord only knows where that could go. And so if you have some comments or you want to talk about something that you know, has to do with anything, medicine, spirituality, whatever, quantum physics, then go ahead and call in, and we'll have some fun with that. And let me give you the call-in numbers. So we have got 877-489-6350 and 888-389-3452. And then the direct line is 530-776-5154. And if I went through those numbers too quick, you can look on the BBS index page under Channel 2, and you'll see a whole mess of call-in numbers. And so we could actually get several people calling in at the same time. And I was just talking with Seth about how I have two or three listeners, you guys that are regulars, you know, Dominic and Carla and Dave, and occasionally we get Petrella and a couple other people out there. We get Dale Ray. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if anybody's actually listening live. So it's pretty funny. Anyhow, welcome. And we have a special request today, too. One of the benefactors of the show, and this is really an important benefactor, and he knows who he is, and, you know, I really appreciate you. And I know that you don't want me to mention your name and all that kind of stuff. But let me just say that if it was not for that benefactor, this show would have been off the air before I could get a sponsor. So thank you. And we're going to do a special prosperity blessing and meditation on the last half hour. So Jackie is on from Mariposa. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, you're so welcome. What would you like to talk about?
Well, a very dear friend of mine 6 months ago was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no medical, known medical cause for this terrible disease. And I was wondering if you knew of any energy work or any cause, had an intuitive understanding of it at all?
Well, I can tell you from my medical background that Lou Gehrig's disease is what used to be considered to be genetic. Now I've seen some stuff lately where they're talking about how it could be toxin-induced and it could be viral. They're not really sure. You know, there's a lot of speculation about it. But I know when I was coming up through the medical world, they were saying that it was genetic because it tended to run in families. Well, families tend to run together, so they could be exposed to all the same toxins, you know. Right. But it does affect the neural system, not just in the brain, but in other areas of the body, too. It is a horrible, awful disease. As far as how to get past it, it's kind of like, you know, when you have a cancer, medical knowledge, or should I say medical myth, is that you can only beat it if you, you know, burn it out, cut it out, poison it out in the early stages.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a lot of people who have done none of those things and have completely eradicated the cancer from their body.
Mm-hmm.
So can you get past this despite what the medicos say? Absolutely. How likely is it? I don't know. You know, each person, when they get something like that, they have to decide what it is that they're going to do. Some people fight like hell and they beat it. Some people fight like hell and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's to know what's going to be the outcome? We can all send them healing energy. And so I would suggest that for right now, we all just kind of take a deep breath and just go to that space in your heart of pure love. That space that is the truth of who we are and where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
And from that space, send a wave of love to your friend. So send that wave of love to Jackie's friend. What's your friend's name, Jackie?
Mike.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Send that wave of love to Mike and to all others like him who are struggling with such a terrible disease. Help him to have his eyes opened and his mind opened to the truth. Wow. It's an incredible wave of love. Yeah.
A great wave of love. He is a great wave of love, by the way.
That's awesome.
He himself is. Yeah.
Well, you
He's
know,
a remarkable
I can tell
person.
You. Sorry, go ahead, Jackie.
I was just saying he's a remarkable person.
Well, you know, with that wave of love, he can do with it what he wants.
Mhm.
Because all of us are connected. We are always connected. That's what the whole Quantum Vortex Tour was about, was to wake people up to the fact that we are absolutely connected at all times. And all of the people that listen to this show that have been through the Golden Grid meditation know that they're connected. And so when we gather that energy and we send it as a wave of love to the others who are connected along the grid, like Mike and like you, you know, something happens. What mm-hmm. will happen, I can't say. You know, it's not up to me. But I can tell you that that at least the truth could be known. And many times, you know, when we're on the other side, we choose something that's hard like that. And we choose mm-hmm. it specifically because it's going to give us what we need to evolve as a spiritual being. Because remember, we are not really humans. We are really mm-hmm. spirits having the human existence and experience. Mm-hmm. And so we are much more than this.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's quite a game. This is an incredible video game that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have some tough stuff sometimes to deal with in order to make us shine. And, you know, people ask all the time, you know, why do such terrible things have to happen to good people? Well, you know, if everything was good, we would never evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have challenge. And so I would bet that Mike's decision for his life was really to become so much more than he would have been if he didn't have that disease. And, you know, having been on the other side so many times myself, I can tell you there's always a reason. And your guidance team will tell you when you choose something that's really difficult. They'll say, are you sure you really want to do that? Because, you know, life is going to be really hard.
Right.
And I know for myself, as I stood there in my magnificence on the other side and was no longer a puny human, I just said,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, put me back in because maybe I can help and not forget who I am and why I'm here. And then you get back in the body and go, oh, crap, what have I said? What did I do? I was out there in unconditional love, and I chose to come back here into this misery and this veil of tears and this difficulty without my powers.
Right.
And so, you know, you're saying that Mike is a wonderful, incredible being. I bet he is.
He is.
And I bet he really knows exactly why he's got that particular disease. Now, whether he wants to continue with it or not is up to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, none of us has the right to take any of those things away from each other. We can pray, we can send love, we can pray for whatever's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this show is all about, and Steve Barish does a lot of that too on his show. It's not about, you know, healing people necessarily on a physical basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that as a healer myself and having done hands-on healing most of my life, I reached a point where I no longer cared if someone actually got healed or not, which sounds kind mm-hmm. of paradoxical.
Mm-hmm.
But really it's all about allowing. And just mm-hmm. allowing someone to have the experience that they came to have and to make their choice of what they want. And that makes us all much better, both as healers and as spiritual beings. You know, we stop interfering, in other words. You know, too many of us think we know what's right for the other people because we see their suffering or, you know, or we care for them so much that it hurts us to watch them suffer. But it's ourselves that are uncomfortable, not so much them. So we'll see what happens with Mike.
Well, I told him, I said, boy, you know, he has a lot of friends that are, we're sort of a team, you know, doing a few hours here and a few hours there, because he actually can't be left alone at this point. And he's in a wheelchair and everything. So I said, boy, you sure go to extremes for us to all be in service.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
we all love to be in service, you know, I mean, what greater joy is there to be in service? But so I teased him. I said, boy, you sure go to extreme to, you know, help us all be in service. And,
well, you know, you know, but he picked that, you know, for whatever
yeah.
reason. He did pick that. You know, sometimes we go through these things because it's karmic and we want to progress. And we say, okay, what do I have to do to progress? And I can tell you that I have been caught many times by my spiritual guides who chuckle mightily at my plight when they get me to agree to something. And then I go, oh, God, what did I just agree to?
You just agreed to climb Half Dome.
Something really big. That's just part of our human experience.
Now, I have another question about this, if you would. His daughter had an accident, and she's a paraplegic. But she, since he's taken on this illness, she's been improving so much. She actually is walking around sometimes without her arm, you know, the arm braces and things like that. And she looks great, and she's like 21.
Uh-huh.
And he when this accident happened 4 years ago, and he prayed mightily to take on her pain and her brokenness. And so some of us are thinking, because she wants to have a baby and everything, you know, and like bring life forth.
Yeah.
And she's healing enough that she can probably do that. Isn't that amazing? So
yeah, it is. And, you know, a parent can do that. A parent's love is extremely powerful. You know, and there are many, many, many stories about parents' love that has saved their children. And so, you know...
Can you make a bargain with the universe that I'll take on this if you... if my daughter gets extra healing, or...
Sure. Yeah.
So, like, I'll pull away myself off the grid to give her my energy?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem right. Really?
Yes, you can do that. Do you need to? No.
Yeah.
But, you see, when we're in different states of our understanding, then sometimes we do things like that. And,
yeah.
You know, you can take on things from people when they die also, and I did that when my husband passed away, because I knew what he had been through and what his life had been about would really make it difficult for him to progress on the other side. And so I took on a whole lot of his karma in order to help him to be lighter so that his soul could be saved. Now, I don't recommend that for most people. I did it because we are twin flames, and so he is the other half of me, and I have a right to do that if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Parents also have the rights to take on those things for their children if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I would suggest is that he see things from a little bit different perspective now and say, okay, I took that on, and now I see that it can be done, and I release it to be transmuted into harmless energy and sent back into the universe.
Okay.
But that's something he's going to have to decide that he wants to do. Because it's really not necessary for him to take it on. In our limited human thinking, we think it is. And it's our fervent desire and our love that causes it to happen. But it doesn't have to be that way. He could have just done a prayer of intercession for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been it. Now, the problem is that if it was her karma to have those problems and he took it on, then he's interfered, and then he will have to suffer the karma. That's just the way the universe works.
Oh.
But, you know, you can ask for higher intercession in this.
Yeah.
You know, and say, hey, if I made a mistake, then show me.
You know,
he can do drink induction and things like that and ask for forgiveness and ask what to do next. I find the best thing you can do is say, show me the next step.
Okay.
And that's what I do.
Okay.
And, boy, I'll tell you, I have come across some really interesting things lately from saying that. You know, directions I didn't think I was going to be going in this life, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
So... Anyway, well, thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Wow. Thank you so much. What really such a great information, and I'm going to pass it on to him. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. And we have Carla on also.
Hi, Dr. Valerie. This is Carla. I have one question. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question to ask you. You know Nikki New, my Nikki New?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, she crossed over last fall. And then my mom crossed over, it'll be 10 years in April.
Mm-hmm.
My question is would they be able, I guess what I wonder is, are they still around me? And if they are...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah,
your mother is always around.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Your mother is always around. You may be more or less aware of her, depending on what you're going through in your life. But it's kind of like, how do I describe this? It's not so much that they're like right at your elbow every moment, because they're not. They're off doing their thing, you know. But they are attached to you because you were created through their energy and their body. Okay, your parents, you're connected always.
Okay.
And so what they feel is if you need them or if you are thinking of them, then they're instantly there. Their attention is there on you instantly.
Okay.
So it's not so much that they sit around and they monitor you, but they are connected to you always. And same thing with our pets. You know, our pets know that we love them. And many of them have been with us in many other lifetimes. And so we form this connection with them, and they are there too. And, I mean, it's pretty wild, you know, when you sit down and you feel them sitting next to you. And as I mentioned, the first time I was in your house, I mm-hmm. felt your dog that had passed on, not Nikki, but
Brandy,
it was Chelsea.
Brandy,
yeah, that was it. I felt her nose go into my pocket looking for something. I felt her body next to me, and I was asking Mike, do you have a dog that passed on that liked to go into pockets? He was going, yeah, how did you know that? And I said, because she just did that. She just stuck her nose in my pocket. And I kind of saw her, and when I saw the picture, I was like, yeah, that's the dog. And surprised the heck out of me, you know. And same thing, I'm sure that, you know, Nikki's around too. And I think of her every once in a while also. She was such a cute little sucker. And just a delight to be around. And whenever I think of her, I know she's right there. And I know that she appreciates being appreciated. And, you know, my cats will show up sometimes, past cats that I've had. There's one that I had back in Egypt that's a big cat. And every once in a while, that cat will lay down next to me when I'm drifting off. And then I know I'm going to come out of my body and go someplace. And I've got my other two cats that are alive, their ka, or their spirit body. Both of them will come around me at the same time. So I'm ringed by cats as I leave my body. And I'm sure that they're there to guard my body when I'm off in the universe. And so, you know, if you're a little bit aware of these things, then you'll notice them. And, you know, so if you feel something like that and you feel like it's a pet that you've had, don't discount it. You know, think about it and kind of see if you can kind of feel your way along to see who it is. I mean, I've had someone... Well, how do I explain that one? Boy. Well, you've heard me talk before about when my late husband passed, and 3 days later he lay down on the bed next to me, and I felt him, but I couldn't see him. And it dented the bed, and I reached out and touched him, and he was solid. But I couldn't see him at all. He was completely invisible. But I knew that he was there because there was mass there, you know, and it was definitely him. And that's the most manifestation that I've had of a human body with me, other than when I'm in that sleep state. And when I first started going out with my late husband, we spent every night together before we ever got together and got married. And it was a shock to him because he was Mr. CIA and, you know, all this stuff is a bunch of woo-woo, you know. That was kind of an interesting relationship. But he just didn't believe in any of that stuff. But even he had to admit that he knew I was there with him at night.
because he could feel my body against him, even though I was clear on the other side of town. And he could tell exactly what time I woke up, because he would feel me leave. And so those are the kinds of things that we're actually able to do if we would just tune into them a little bit more. And, you know, our pets are there, and they want us to know, Nikki's around you a lot, Carla. And, you know, she's glad that you got another little one, and she's trying to get the boys to behave themselves, you know.
Well, Snickerbar's really mad, you know. It's like, why did you bring her in? But I guess what I was just, I guess the, one of the questions I wanted to ask is I was wondering if you knew, like, because I don't know if they're there. Sometimes I wonder if they are, and that's just because of some things that have happened. But I was wondering if you knew they were around, or if you, you know, you do your, you know, how you do whatever you do, if you knew that my mom was around me, or if Nikki was around me. Because, see, I don't, sometimes I think they, you know, like Nikki is, but I don't know if my mom is, and I was just wondering if anything makes any sense.
Yeah. Yep. I think that your mom had a lot to do with things that we talked about, you know, when I was there. Because the ones that love us, they do everything they can to help us. And so they'll kind of guide things, you know, and arrange things so that we can get that next step that we need. Because sometimes we're not paying attention, you know, or sometimes we're just so inundated with all the crap, and maybe we've been talking to them, you know, and kind of like a prayer, which they hear, by the way. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, when George first passed over, I had so many psychics telling me he's standing there rolling his eyes because I never shut up.
Okay.
And I said, well, I warned him if he died on me, I was going to haunt him. And I said, and I can do that. I can find him. And I did. And, you know, every time you think of them and you say something to them, you can talk to them. Because they're still there. They're just in another dimension that we can't cross. They can see us. We can't see them, usually. I mean, there's some people that can.
Okay.
So, yes. Yes.
If you don't mind, I have another question. And I asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again and then ask you how you can change it. Let's see, how do I say this? You're doing a lot of things to improve a situation and that, you know, to move on with your life, improve a situation. And, say somebody else is doing real bad things. Can they latch on to your energy and, you know, like how you guys all talk about sowing seeds and, you know, you got to create a good harvest, and you do, you know, so on and so forth, and then, you know, then you reap the rewards and that. Can someone do real good, try, you know, do good things and so on and so forth, and then somebody else is a bad person? Can that bad person lock on to your energy and take that away from you? And if they can, how do you stop it?
Yes, they can. The problem is that we allow it. That's why they can. And,
okay.
You know, oftentimes we will allow something like that because we were bad to them in another life. And so we see it as a karmic retribution, not consciously usually. We just wonder why these nasty, awful people are around us and why they took advantage of us and yada, yada, yada. But the fact is that we allowed it to happen. Because someone who is really balanced will not allow it to happen, you know, and it's not that they get all mad and, you know, push people away, but it's like they just kind of go, you know, I'm not interested in participating in this. So the way that you stop it from happening is, first of all, know yourself completely. And I can tell you, I know myself pretty well, and I've still had plenty of people take advantage of me and latch onto my good and run off with it. So it doesn't mean it's hopeless. You know, it's all part of our discernment. But, you know, we probably did the same thing in another lifetime or in another dimension. So, you know, if you listen to people talking about shadow people and interdimensionals and all this, you know, and when we slip dimensions, and I've talked about that before where I know that I've slipped a dimension, and I can tell, you know, there's things that I've learned to look for, and the quantum physicists are now, you know, instead of, like, thumbing their noses at us and telling us we're all crazy, now they're going, oh, yeah, well, that could happen. So it's like, oh, thanks, you know. There's generations of us that have been talking about this and being told we were crazy, and now they're saying, oh, yeah, that could really happen because of a vibration change. So the question is, who is really taking your good and why? You know, why are you allowing it in the first place? But who is that person really? Do you know that person from this dimension or from another dimension? Is that the same person you think it is? It can get really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people have had to deal with this throughout the history of humanity. And one of the ways has always been to call it a curse, you know, and to say that, or to say someone put the evil eye on you and they took your good. And the reality is nobody can take it unless you let them. And
okay. The
reason that that's allowed in the universe is because it's our job to become complete spiritual beings, to be well-rounded, to be balanced, and to know what's going on. You know, they can't let us loose to play with the rest of the kids until we can behave ourselves. And so we have to learn. So some of these lessons are really rough, you know, and I've certainly had my share of rough lessons too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when a lot of rough things happen to you in one lifetime, it's usually because you have asked for it. And you've asked for it because you want to progress as quickly as possible. And so, you know, your team goes, okay, you're going to get it then. You know, or maybe you want to pay off all your karmic debt. You know, we say things unconsciously a lot of times and then wonder why stuff hits us.
Okay.
And the reality is we created it. We always create it. We create the circumstances. We create the soup that we're playing in. And if you don't want to play in the soup anymore, then you have to change things. And I think I've mentioned on the show before that before we went off on the last quantum vortex tour, I was resting on the couch in the vortex and fell asleep. And woke up to find myself yelling at a tall gray, not the little guys that are abducting everybody, but, you know, a different guy that was like halfway between that and human. And I was demanding that I be able to talk to the people in charge. And I was ticked, man. I'm telling you, I was pounding my fist in my hand and everything. And they said, well, you can't change your circumstances. You know, that requires special permission. And I said, well, who do I have to talk to? And they said, well, just a minute. And they left. And so I was, like, in the waiting room waiting. and they came back out and said, okay, special permissions have been granted. And then I came back to my body fully and went, oh, no, what did I do now? I still don't know what the special permissions were. I don't know what I asked for. I didn't bring that part back. But it wasn't a dream. You know, that's the thing. I was in that twilight zone where I was coming back to my body. I was lucid, and so I knew that part of it. But what happened before that, I don't know. So, see, we do these things all the time. It's just that most people are not aware of it. But, you know, anytime you dream, you're out of your body. You know, and you're off in la-la land, but you're actually living another life. So this stuff can get real confusing if you try to get too analytical with it. You know, so I tell people, quit trying to figure it out and just enjoy it.
Okay.
Okay.
Dr. Baylor, I have another question, and then I'll let you go, you know, so somebody else can get on or you can proceed with the show. I said something to you a couple weeks ago. I said, I blah, 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 you know, like about somebody, and then I said, now, is that really bad to say? You know, not having your background or knowing all this stuff, because I'm a newbie to all these things. When you do something like what I said, and that and not realize the I guess what I'm saying is when you do things that say something or do something and not realize the consequences, but then you find out, like, oh boy, I really blew it there. I didn't really mean that, because then I don't want that something bad to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is there a way to cancel that out so you don't?
Yeah, the standard psychic thing is to say cancel. And
okay.
You know, it's all part of learning to speak with consciousness. And you know, when you say something and you don't realize what you've said, and then at some point you do, then you just stop saying it. You start training yourself to where you say, oh, you know, cancel that. What I mean is, and then you state it the right way. Now, we are not held responsible for things that we're not aware of. You know, it's kind of like when little kids are in the sandbox and they're bashing each other over the head with a toy truck.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of them's upset and it gets the other one upset, you know, you don't take them out and hang them because they've been behaving badly, because they don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as you learn, you get to move a little bit farther out of the sandbox, you know.
Okay.
You start to learn how to behave with the rest of the kids in the universe. And you start to learn how to behave with yourself and how to be a conscious co-creator of your life. And the only problem we have is there's, you know, several billion of us co-creating on this planet right now. And that doesn't include all the other dimensions, because we have lots of other dimensions crossing over into ours right now. So, or maybe we're crossing into theirs. I'm really not sure how that works. But
okay.
Whatever it is, we're crisscrossing all over the place. And so, you know, the point is for all of us to remember that we are connected. It doesn't matter what species you are. It doesn't matter, you know, what system you're in, what dimension you're in. The truth is that we are all connected. And the truth is we have to all learn how to get along. And that's what it's about. This is school, folks. And we don't get to graduate until we show that we are deserving of that. So some people are going to be here a long time. And some of us have already been here a long time.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thanks.
I appreciate your info. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. If anybody else wants to call in, then go ahead and call in right now. And if I don't hear from somebody in about 1 minute, then we'll be going on to the meditation. After the meditation, too, we're going to probably run a little bit over. After the meditation, I'm going to give you some time to call in, and then I want to talk to you about something else that has to do with prosperity. And I'm not going to go into a whole thing about it, but I do want to mention a few things. I just don't want to do it in the middle of all this, you know, as we're thinking about life and love and connection. So we'll connect with that other stuff later. Let me just mention that the show is brought to you by Hydrame Skin Nutrition. And if you haven't tried it, please do. Hydrame is wonderful stuff. And, you know, I'm very grateful for Marjorie and for my other silent benefactor that have kept this show on the air. Because if it wasn't for them, folks, this show would have been off. So thank you. It's important for us to realize that oftentimes people do things to help us, and they don't ask for anything in return. They don't ask for recognition. They don't ask to be constantly patted on the back for what they've done. They see a need and they take care of it. And they do it because they're prompted to do it from the heart. And that's the thing that we all need to develop. And I say that we need to, because then there's no ego in it. You know, we just cooperate. And I believe that's where we're going. And with the new alignment on February 14th, you know, the song Aquarius, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. It is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That happens on February 14th, 2009, this year. So I think that we're in for a really amazing time. And I would hope that everyone will do a meditation at some point on the 14th for peace and love, because this is so important. And, you know, the more that we can connect, the more that we can move into the truth of who we are, the more it becomes reality. So I would ask that you don't buy into the horrible things you hear on the news. Don't buy into all of the fear-mongering about what could happen or what's going to happen. Instead, why don't we create a better tomorrow? Why don't we create something that we've all dreamed about and that we've had hints about for a long time? And I got to tell you, I've been having some really interesting lucid dreams where I'm living in another dimension, and I'm about halfway there. And I got to tell you, at this point, you know, if stuff started to get wild and woolly over here, I'd be going, excuse me, can I cross over into that other dimension, please? I'd rather live the majority of my life over there, because it's really wonderful, beautiful place. Okay, let's go on with our prosperity blessings and meditation. So get comfortable, unless you're driving in the car. If you are, you better pull over, because, you know, I put people to sleep. So pull over. Stop doing anything that requires a lot of concentration. And I would like to first mention that one of the people that kept this show going before I had a sponsor has requested this for everyone and wants you to know that he really cares about all the listeners, and he is wishing for prosperity starting this year for all of you. And so he asked me to do a special blessing, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do a little prosperity meditation. So get comfy. Take a nice deep breath and let it fall gently out of your body. Take another nice deep breath all the way down to the pit of your tummy and let it fall gently out of your body, taking any tension. And another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes. And let it gently fall out of your body, taking any tension, any negativity with it. And just continue to breathe slow and deep. And relax. Let every portion of your body become at ease. Let any tension, any negative energies detach and just float away. And see yourself floating in your blue bubble of light. See yourself floating out in the dark vastness of the universe with all the stars and the planets shining around you. In your beautiful, comfortable, warm blue bubble. And notice that as you float with your eyes closed, breathing gently, you can see through your eyelids that there are little streams of darkness coming out of you, floating to the edge of your bubble and just going poof, right out into the universe and dissipating. And you are glowing brighter and brighter. And the blue that you are in pervades everything inside of you. Every cell, every portion of every atom, and it fills the space between the atoms so that you are completely filled with blue light, the most brilliant, beautiful blue light. And you take a deep breath of great contentment. And you float now closer and closer to the earth. and you see how beautiful Earth is. Oh my. She is our friend and our mother. She is so beautiful, sparkling blue. Beautiful white clouds here and there. Gorgeous, gorgeous planet. And as you look upon her, you see that everywhere you look, the entire earth is filled with riches. More riches than you ever knew existed. There's gold and silver, copper, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, sapphires, topaz, gems that you've never heard before. And they're all sparkling, and the earth opens the veil and allows you to see that beneath the surface there is a limitless supply of all kinds of abundant jewels and metals that are so glorious. And you see that from the center of the earth, more is being produced all the time. And you see little fairies and gnomes are flitting around and creating these wonders and putting them on a conveyor belt and sending them up to the earth for us to find. And every time we find something that they have created, they laugh with delight to see the joy and shock upon our faces and the appreciation of the beauty of what they have created. And now you look upon the fields of the earth. You see beautiful waving grains. You see fruit trees. You see root crops, vegetables, all manner of food. And you see that there is no lack there either. Oh my goodness. Every place on the earth practically is filled with incredible foods, healthy, life-giving foods, not just for humanity, but for all of the creatures upon the earth. More than enough food. And you see there too, little fairies and elves and ground spirits that are all creating these things and causing them to ripen, and laughing with delight as every creature partakes of these creations. And now your attention is directed to the water, the fresh water and the salt water. And you see that everywhere you look, even in the most arid deserts, there is water. It springs up unexpectedly and nourishes every living creature. And the water is pure and delightful. It is life-giving. And as you look upon this water, you feel the response within yourself. For humans are over 70% water. And this pure and beautiful water calls to each of us, and we feel it deep within ourselves. We feel the purity and the health of that water. And now we look upon the waters of the seas, and we see all of the teeming life within the seas. And there too is vegetation and millions and billions of creatures of all kinds and even some humanoids. and we see how good and plentiful the sea is, and how that also nourishes us, and how the makeup of our blood is so similar to seawater. And that water speaks to us also. And now we look into the air, and we see that the air is clearing. Each second as we look at it with love, the air becomes more clear and beautiful. The smoke, the pollution, the volcanic ash that we have been looking at, all starts to dissipate. And the air is pure and natural. And we take a deep breath and we can smell the sweetness of pure air. Untainted. And now we look upon humanity. Everywhere, from the wilderness to the teeming cities. And everywhere we look, we see that people are now turning more to each other with gestures of peace, with gestures of sharing their prosperity. We see people putting their arms around each other, hugging each other, forgiving, loving, and being grateful together. And as we do this, we see that there are other beings in other dimensions who are at our level and higher, who come closer to us. And they touch us also. And we reach our hands to those that are lower. And we invite them to raise their vibratory rate, to realize their connection also. For we are all one. And we are all inextricably linked. We are all experiencing life and love and even challenge to become more. And now you drift back into space in your bubble and look upon the earth again. And feel the love welling up in your heart for this magnificent habitat, this being that supports so many. And send a wave of love to Mother Earth herself as we let her know that we recognize her and we love her. And we are so grateful for everything that we have in our lives that comes from the earth. And now we feel the return of that love. And we look above us to the most brilliant golden white light that is the center of the galactic heart of God itself. And we send a wave of love from our hearts to that one in gratitude and recognition of our divine parent. And now we feel the wave of love come back. And now we look around and we see that we are surrounded by trillions, gazillions even, of light beings all smiling and sending us waves of love, which we return. And now come back to Earth and watch as you come back how that blue bubble turns into gold and has tendrils of brilliant golden light reaching out from the bubble, not only to that which we call God, but to every being who works for our highest good and the highest good of the creation. And we see some of those tendrils go right into Mother Earth, to all of the beings of Earth that work to help us also, and to Mother Earth herself. And we see that those golden tendrils reach out to everything that means prosperity to us, to material things, to food, to health, to family and friends, to beings in other dimensions who join us in gratitude and love to the great creator of all that is, and to Mother Earth. And we see farther than we have ever seen before, to where our never-ending cornucopia, our basket of prosperity and abundance, originates. And we see that everything that we need and want comes tumbling out of that cornucopia right at us. And we smile with joy and delight. And we see that there's a banner that's floating right over that cornucopia. And it's a saying about our prosperity, our abundance. It's a blessing. Look at it closely. What does yours say? And if you can't see it, ask one of your guides to whisper it to you, or to shout it. And now say thank you. And now bring your attention completely back to your body here and now. And realize that that blessed saying, that blessing comes with you and is yours to keep. You can take the banner and wear it. You can put it in a special box. Or you can keep it floating over your head. Wherever you want, just remember that blessing. And now as you're coming back to consciousness, you hear the echoes of a grand blessing that is coming to all of us. May your souls be blessed, and may you progress on the path of enlightenment. May your hearts be opened to the truth. And may your lives be filled with good graces, prosperity, and abundance in such a manner that it always helps you to progress, to evolve spiritually. You are indeed blessed. And you are loved. always. Now come fully back into your bodies. Open your eyes. Move around a little bit. Be here now. Now before we go on, let's do a little grounding in case some of you have to leave and go someplace else. So stand up if you're able. Stand with your feet about shoulder width apart and see from the center of the earth a brilliant emerald green light streaking up through the center of the earth, up through the bottoms of your feet, all the way up through your body, out the top of your head, into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, out the back, into the back of Mother Earth, so that now you stand grounded and connected with the brilliant emerald green light of the earth. And now see coming from the center of God itself a brilliant golden light streaking through the universe, down through the top of your head, down through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the core of Mother Earth herself, out the back, through the cosmos, through the back of God itself, so that now you stand connected to heaven with the golden light of God itself. And now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light streaking out in front of you, right through the heart of God itself, out the back, splitting in half, going through the heart of everything in creation, through the heart of Mother Earth herself, and back in through the back of your heart, so that now you are connected through the heart energy to all hearts in existence. And now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. Welcome back to reality. How'd you guys like that? So you should be feeling pretty grounded and connected now. And if you'd like to call in and talk about your experience that you've had with our wonderful prosperity blessing, then feel free to do so. Or you can fast chat it, and I'll let people know what you're saying. So hopefully you guys are all back now. Now you can go back to this place when you go to sleep tonight if you want. All you have to do is see yourself in that bubble of blue light again and start gazing at the earth and just feeling grateful. You know, feeling the prosperity and the abundance, seeing it. And you'll be right back there. It only takes a second to get back. And if you go to sleep doing that, I guarantee that it will bring prosperity and abundance into your lives. And oftentimes it helps in ways that you did not think about. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what has happened to me lately in a little bit. I want to give you guys time to get back and get your left brains, you know, connected again. We kind of go deep into the right brain to do this meditation stuff, you know. Sometimes it's a little hard to get back and actually be able to understand English again, depending on how far out you go. So hopefully everybody's back now. I can't tell because I'm not there. But then neither are you, so it's okay. So we got a comment of gosh and cool. So that's pretty good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And I do recommend that you do this, especially now. You know, and if you're listening to other radio shows or you're listening to the news too much, I try not to do that, by the way, because there's too much stuff out there that's difficult. And yes, you do need to know what's going on, and you need to be prepared, you know, take measures to keep yourself safe and to be able to survive, because we are in these bodies and we do need to survive. The danger is always that you buy into it too much. And this is why a lot of times, especially the last year, I've been telling people, listen, if you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, it's too late, because we don't have time for you to go cataleptic and you know, not be able to do anything but lay in a fetal position for a couple of years. You know, we don't have time for that, so just forget it. You know, let's go on to just creating prosperity and abundance in our lives and sharing it. Because I've got to tell you that one of the things that's very important right now is that we do come together in peace, love, and harmony. Because if we don't, we're going to be forced into it. So right now, we have the choice. Our choice is to be able to move forward in a nicer manner. And so it's very important for us to do that. So that's what I'm suggesting. And that's mainly because I've seen a few things. Okay? So I do know it's our choice. We can change everything in an instant. It's up to us. And it's up to all of us. So we really need to have everybody together on this. Okay? So do everything that you can to stay in that state of abundance. Okay. I'm not getting any other comments, so I'm guessing you guys are wanting to zone out and go to sleep. So one thing I do want to talk to you about, I have something that I stumbled into. Actually, I have two somethings I stumbled into that have been pretty amazing. One of them is not ready to go yet, but both of them are ground floor opportunities that you can get into for free. Yes, that's right, free. Yes, you do have to do a little bit of work, but it's only a little bit. And the reason I'm mentioning this on the air, and I'm not going to talk about what they are on the air, but I'm mentioning this because I know a lot of people are hurting, and this is the best chance that I have ever seen for people to be able to move forward in prosperity. So I would ask then that if you are interested, that you send me an email. Okay? So please, if you would be at all interested, send me an email and I will send you the details. It's very simple stuff. I happened to luck into something that made me feel like I fell off the turnip truck into a bed of rose petals, and there's layers of gold coins underneath all that. So all I can say is I've never had an opportunity like this presented to me before, and I kind of doubt that many of you guys have either. So there's some interesting things afoot, and if you're interested, then please do contact me. You can get me by emailing me at dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. That's dr.valerienmd, as in naturopathic medical doctor, @gmail.com. Or you can get on the BBS site, you know, contact a host type thing. Because I'm not going to say anything else about it on the air, okay? But it's some pretty incredible stuff, and if you want to hear about it, drop me a line. I'll be happy to tell you all about it and see if it's something that could help you in your life. And like I said, it doesn't require any money on your part, so that's a good thing. There's not too many things out there that are free other than a kick in the pants, you know. And we all get those from time to time. And so Dominic says that he saw fairies and gnomes, pools of water in the desert opening up, and the visions were pretty powerful. So very good. Awesome, Dominic. I was seeing all that stuff too. It was just really amazing. I think that we're going to have a lot of really interesting things being discovered this year because I was seeing some really good stuff. So hopefully the rest of you guys were too. And thank you for listening. It was a lot of fun. We kind of had to do this on the fly because my guests were unable to attend tonight. I was going to have the relationship experts on, and their book didn't get here in time, and I didn't have their phone numbers. It was just one thing after another, and then one of them got ill. So unfortunately, we did not have them. I'm trying to reschedule for the 10th. Or the 17th of March. We'll see how that goes. So, we'll see. And next week will be kind of fun. Next week I'm going to have on Thunderbeat, who has a DVD that has been healing autistic children. Very interesting stuff. She's a musician. She's got some great stuff out. And so she's going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about that and playing some of the DVD and some of her music. So I think that you'll enjoy that. And then the week after that, hopefully we're going to be talking to a guy who is the liaison for the Hopi tribe for the meeting of the indigenous elders that's going to be occurring, I think, in March, is what he said. So we'll be talking about that and about the prophecies of all the indigenous peoples of the world, because they're all getting together, you know, in anticipation of 2012 and, you know, seeing what has to be done. Okay. So, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
your sleep. Rise to a new day with each